from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. You would be hard-pressed to read or hear a negative comment about the Rock on the River Reconnect Music Festival on Friday and Saturday at Hollinger Park. Persistent rain, especially on Friday, turned the venue into a mud bowl. Timmins Festival and Events Committee Sponsorship Director Norm Dwyer notes, however, that the back half of the ballpark is fenced off and has always been considered a concert venue.
The only thing is the ground and the soil obviously wasn't ready for that many people to come onto it. And I don't know if it ever would have been ready.
About 1,800 people attended each night. Dwyer is hopeful that that brings the event to the break-even point while expressing appreciation for provincial funding and money from the municipal accommodation tax. Three more steps in the right direction, as in resolved COVID-19 cases, bring the Porcupine Health Unit region down to two currently active. That was helped by no new diagnoses being made over the weekend. Since the pandemic began, we've had 2,211. Fresh off this morning's throne speech, Premier Doug Ford is in Timmins this afternoon. There's no word on a purpose behind his visit. He's meeting local media at this hour. Ontario's economic recovery will be fueled by growth and not tax hikes or spending cuts. That from the Ford government's throne speech. The speech marks the beginning of a new legislative session and focuses mainly on what the government has done to help health and long-term care systems during the COVID-19 pandemic. It also highlights the need for more action, but few specifics are given on that. Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca says the speech is empty rhetoric and adds that education isn't mentioned at all. An outage affecting users around the world has hit Facebook and its apps, Instagram and WhatsApp. The sites appear to have gone down just before noon Eastern time, with many reporting issues on Twitter. Similar reports are coming out of the U.S., Europe, Africa, and Asia. Facebook officials acknowledge the issues and say they're working to get things back to normal as soon as possible. Finally, this afternoon, it's a bit like going back to our Reach for the Top days. For the next couple weeks and occasionally thereafter, our weekly look at Timmins history will be a trivia game. Here's Quizmaster Karen Bachman from the Timmins Museum with question number two.
The Timmins Daily Press was one of the first newspapers owned by which media baron? Conrad Black, Roy Thompson, Izzy Asper, or Conrad Levin?
For the answer, go to MyTimmonsNow.com. And to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.